Welcome again to the Hope Show on Radioactive International. Microphones breaking down all over the city.
She won't, my
Omega Tribe from the Make Teen at War album. The song is called Time for Change. Before that, the Grab Ass Charlestons with a song called Misery Loves Company. Before that was Anti-Flag with Feminism is for Everybody. Everybody with a beating heart and a functioning brain. And then we started the show off with the Tim version. March 22nd is National Quit Your Job Day. I'm a couple of weeks too late with that, but not to worry. This is The Hope Show, Radioactive International. Thanks for listening in. We're on every Saturday. UTC, 9 o'clock or something like that, whatever that means. Have to figure out what time zone UTC is. That's the new rules of Radioactive International. Up next is Two Pin Din. They're a band from the Netherlands, and this song is called Screaming Blue Murder. We'll be right back.
She had powder on her nose. She had powder on her nose. She had powder on her nose. She had powder on her nose.
Flies on You there with a song called Fencing from their new session EP, Flies on You. Before that was Dog Faced Hermans with a song called Peace Warriors, a and that was from their it was a Bump and Swing album, and then that was preceded by McCarty with a song called The Funeral, seen as the week that's in it. I can't let the show go, and I'm sure every DJ and Radioactive has been mentioning this, but I've one thing to be thankful to Margaret Thatcher for, and that's for politicising me. So that was McCarty, The Funeral, just for a funeral that's taking place on Wednesday. Before that was Two Pinned In with Screaming Blue Murder. Wilf from Two Pinned In was also in Dog-Faced Hermans. I should play No Means No now, because it's also Andy from No Means No. But instead I'm going to play Wire with Lion Tamer.
There's great danger for the loneliest stranger in town. No silver bullets, not to split the scene. Next week we'll solve your problems. But now, between
like the time that this minister in Indiana claimed that the theme song for Mr. Ed, that old television show about the talking horse, if you played the Mr. Ed theme song backwards, it said, Satan is the source.
Misinformation.
Taking scissors to play with the black folk down in Florida. Colored pens and for sexing up the... I'm the someone who knew they're not telling pre-September. I lean on in the loop to help them unremember.
I was flying on UA-93. That shadow in the footage, it was probably me. I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. But you wouldn't stand near me if you didn't want to die. Everything you know is wrong.
Misinformation.
There's a verse missing out of this song.
Misinformation.
Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Missing out of this song.
Misinformation.
Everything you know is wrong.
Up at Waco
when they burnt it
to the ground. Without me,
Oklahoma
wasn't
possible
at all.
See my silhouette
in the Super 8
around the
grassy knoll.
Everything you know is wrong.
Misinformation.
There's a verse missing out of this song.
Misinformation.
Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong. Sit out of this song.
Misinformation.
Everything you know is wrong.
peculiar phenomenon. When you hear that one particular song, it's undeniably true, it's written just for speaking directly. Shows up right on time, right after you break up with what's her name. After you get dumped by what's his face, song perfectly describes just what it is that you're feeling. Think, is it proof of divine intervention? Is it evidence of a commonality of our inner humanity? Is it proof of a vast worldwide radio conspiracy? Does the DJ telepathically know what you're thinking, what you're feeling? Is a songwriter some omnipotent superhuman deity? If it was written, recorded, played just for you, then why does it work for me? I'm content thinking it's just another facet of the unknowable mystery. And if it makes you feel any less alone, then it's good enough for me. Finding myself sleeping in a doorway, listening to a Walkman. It says, you don't have to live like a refugee. You don't have to live like a refugee. This is a song about taking my baby home from the hospital. Turn the radio on, yeah. Stevie's there telling me, isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 5 minutes. No. Is it evidence of the commonality of our inner humanity? Is it proof of a vast worldwide radio conspiracy? Does the DJ telepathically know what you're thinking, what you're feeling? Is the songwriter some omnipotent superhuman deity? If it was written, recorded, played just for you, then why does it work? Just another facet of the unknowable mystery. And if it makes you feel any less alone, then it's good enough.
Recent published reports have lamented the fact that Afro-American youth are remarkably resistant and virtually unresponsive to traditional big-name public relations and big-time sports figures when they utilize the major media to attempt to communicate with younger blacks. The study found deep and profound alienation amongst youth and a fundamental streak of fatalism about the promise of tomorrow, a sense that tomorrow may come, so let's live today, permeates youth consciousness. The youth, while they view large blocks of TV, perceive it from the position of outsiders, knowing that the dramas, comedies, and news programs are not designed for their consumption. Only the urbotech musical form known as rap touches them, for it is born of urban youth consciousness and speaks to them in their idiom about lives lived on the marginalia. It is this profound disassociation that forced members of the Nouveau middle class blacks to lament the youth as the lost generation. But are they really lost? And if so, to whom? The Martiniquan black revolutionary Frantz Fanon once opined that every generation must find its destiny, fulfill it, or betray it. In my father's generation, southern born of the late 1890s, their destiny was to move their families north to lands with a promise of a better life away from the hateful homelands in Dixie. The dreams of that generation, sparked by visions of new homes, better education, new cars, and prosperity, were, in relative terms, realized by some. But northbound Africans were never able to outrun the stigma of racism. By the time the 50s and 60s generation came of age, during the Nixon-Reagan-Bush eras, race once again defined the limits of black aspirations. And with the shifting of manufacturing jobs back down south and abroad, so went dreams of relative prosperity. The children of this generation, born into sobering poverty amidst shimmering opulence, their minds weaned on Falcon Crestian TV excess while locked in want, watching while sinister politicians spit on their very existence, these youth are the hip-hop rap generation. Locked out of the legal means of material survival, looked down upon by predatory politicians and police, left with the least relevant educational opportunities, talked at with contempt and not talked to with love, is there any question why such youth are alienated? Why the surprise? They look at the lives they live and don't see civil rights progress, but a drumbeat of civil repression by a state at war with their dreams. Why the surprise? This is not the lost generation. They are the children of the LA rebellion, the children of the MOVE bombing, the children of the Black Panthers, and the grandchildren of Malcolm. Far from lost, they are probably the most aware generation since Nat Turner's. They are not so much lost as they are mislaid, discarded by their increasingly racist system that undermines their inherent worth. They are all potential revolutionaries with the historic power to transform our dull realities. If they are lost, then find them. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
That's 15 there, or Mumia Abu-Jamal, from the 15 album, with a song called The Lost Generation. Before that was Jeff Ott, who was in 15, with a song called Everything You Know Is Wrong. Before that, Cat on Form, they're from Brighton in England. Sell the Kids to the Kids. Let's start again, eh? Mumia Abu-Jamal speaking The Lost Generation. Before that, Jeff O.T.T., Radio Conspiracy. Before that, Chumbawamba, with Everything You Know Is Wrong. Cat on Form before that, with Sell the Kids to the Kids. And we started it all off with What Happened by Black Cougar Shock Unit. Apologies for that. Tried to read and talk and same time. It seems a bit strange, isn't it, that I can't do that? Anyway, Fugazi up next with a classic song, Epic Problem.
Congratulations! Stop! far as you can see.
Shipbuilding.
said that they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of the shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving.
Shipbuilding, one of the old classic songs. Before that, we had two Fugazi tracks, Epic Problem and Nice New Outfit. Fugazi will never fail to let you down when you're listening to them. Okay, we mentioned earlier on about this funeral that's happening on Wednesday. We played McCarthy the Funeral. I couldn't let the show go without playing one final song in memory. This song was recorded back in the 80s, believe it or not. It's a song by Pete Wiley, who was in Wah. And the song is called The Day That Margaret Thatcher Dies.
When Margaret Thatcher dies, there will be no tears. Save your sorrow for the people that she stomped for years. She tortured not the one, but with a vicious hate. So when Margaret Thatcher dies, let's celebrate. And I say, hey, ho, here goes. Tell everybody that we know she's gone. Cover me with love. Yeah, build a bonfire, paint the sky. Come on down, I'll tell you why she's gone. Nobody cries. The day that Margaret Thatcher. The day that Margaret Thatcher died. You wanna give her a state funeral? Well, that's just great. Ironic, 'cause she left us in a sorry state. I protest it's money wasted, build a school instead. The only reason that I'll go. Sure, she's dead. I say, hey, ho, here we go. Tell everybody I know she's gone. Color me with love. You build a bonfire, paint the sky. Come on down, I'll tell you why she's gone. Nobody cries. The day that Margaret Thatcher dies. The day that Margaret Thatcher dies. the wicked witch of Westminster's left an evil curse. Now it's down to Thatcher's children and it's getting worse. And I say, hey ho, here we go. Tell everybody now we know she's gone. Color me with love. Yeah, build a bonfire, paint the sky. Come on down and I'll tell you why she's gone. Nobody cries. The day that Margaret Thatcher dies. 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 On the day that Margaret Thatcher died.